Rodriguez. Actors are celebrating.
We fight, we win.
The union has reached a tentative contract agreement with Hollywood studios and streamers that'll end the almost four-month-old strike by SAG-AFTRA members. Correspondent Carter Evans is in Culver City, California.
SAG says the tentative deal includes not only a first-time bonus for streaming, but also unprecedented provisions for consent and compensation that will protect members from the threat of AI.
It means actors will be heading back to work and they can begin promoting their projects again. Things got personal at last night's Republican presidential debate, which was missing the frontrunner, Donald Trump, again. Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley sparred about social media.
In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy
scum.
Haley calling Ramaswamy just scum. CBS's Robert Costa has more from Miami.
Last night, several top Republicans told me here that they believe this race could soon become a real battle between Haley and DeSantis for the support of traditional Republicans. They also said there's time for others to have a breakthrough. The next debate will be in early December in Alabama.
Former President Trump held his own rally nearby. We've learned negotiations have begun for a three-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war to allow new aid in and about a dozen hostages out of Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
CIA Director William Burns will be in Doha. His talks will include facilitating the release of Hamas captives. Those negotiations have stalled in recent weeks. Despite that, U.S. officials have continued working behind the scenes. Burns is also one of several senior officials the Biden administration has deployed in an effort to prevent a widening of the war.
The Pentagon says two American fighter jets have launched strikes in the Middle East. CBS's Nancy Cordes from Washington.
The target, the Pentagon says, was a weapons storage facility used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard located in eastern Syria. It was the second retaliatory strike by the U.S. in 2 weeks.
A team of surgeons in New York has performed the first ever eye transplant. The recipient, Aaron James, spoke exclusively to CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
A lot of things are working a lot better than before.
Yes, everything. It just blows my mind. Now I want to go outside.
James works on power grids and lost his own eye when he accidentally touched a 7,200-volt power line. He also lost his nose and his front teeth. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The bill to use public money to make repairs at American Family Field is expected to go to the full Senate next week. Two legislative committees approved an amended version of the bill on Wednesday. While it is not known if the new bill has enough votes to pass in the Senate, Governor Evers says he would sign it if it made its way to his desk. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade dual-language teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbowland being cut from a first-grade concert. Among other things, the school district says Temple was airing a personal grievance. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A classic musical is taking the stage at UW Stevens Point this weekend. She Loves Me will be performed in Jenkins Theater of the Noel Fine Arts Center November 10th through the 12th and 16th through the 18th. In a case of mistaken identity, two lonely hearts fall in love through letters while not liking each other in person. This classic Golden Age musical is set in a 1930s European perfumery. It inspired two classic movies, The Shop Around the Corner in 1940 and You've Got Mail in 1998. Tickets are available at the door, or you can purchase ahead at tickets.uwsp.edu or by calling 715-346-4100. Two streets in Marshfield were closed for emergency sewer repairs on Wednesday. Becker Road and Willow Avenue were closed without warning. City crews expected to have the repairs completed and the roads reopened within 24 to 48 hours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we're joined every morning by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We got Paul Trombley with us right now. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How are you doing today, Paul?
Doing well. How about yourselves?
We're doing well here. We got some nice, beautiful blue skies where I'm at. How about you, Melissa?
Yeah, the sun is shining through my very dirty front windows. I need to clean those.
We will see what cleaning tips Paul has after the forecast. Paul, what does Mother Nature got in store for us?
That's right, yeah. You know, honestly, this is what has actually worked best for my windows is I just use a couple drops of Dawn dish soap and water, and then I use a squeegee, and I think to get the least amount of
For me. Yeah. I didn't expect
there
this.
There you go.
I needed that, Paul. I'm horrible at cleaning windows. I am horrible at cleaning windows. And because I'm tall, everybody asks me to clean windows my whole life, and I've been terrible at it. I'm going to try that. That's not a bad tip.
Now you know.
One. Yeah.
Tips from Paul.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, little household tips. You never knew what your meteorologist might throw out there.
Yep, yep. We're going to have a new segment for you, Paul. We're going to give you more work. We're going to...
Well, is the sun going to keep shining through my windows, Paul?
Yes, it is. It is. There's more sun kind of moving through the area here as the day goes on. And still looks like some clouds start to build in as we get this evening, some of that, as well as into the start of Friday. But, a cooler period for the end of the week here. High is about 47. West wind is picking up from 15 to 30 as the day goes on. So very much a blustery Thursday tonight. Some of the clouds move in. Lows at 27. And then Friday, some lingering clouds and some sunny breaks could build in as well. About 40 tomorrow. Northwest wind 10 to 15. 27, partly cloudy Friday night. And then on Saturday, about 42 as we'll stay with a mix of clouds and sun. Quiet weekend as the winds will turn more southerly throughout 10 to 15, 31 Saturday night, 50 on Sunday, and more warmth into next week. So, yeah, maybe some of those outdoor chores that you've put off, maybe some good times to get that done next week as the highs climb in the low 50s Monday, sunny skies, mid-50s Tuesday, even upper 50s, and a shot at 60 by midweek on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, got some mid-November warmth on the way. Yeah.
You have to let us know, Paul, and I'll be keeping an eye on this end, too. We see any record highs or anything even getting close to that. I've been kind of waiting to see if that would happen this month.
Yeah, we'll have to see how we look at next week. I mean, this time of year, at least this as of this week, some of the record highs for us are still in the 70s, shockingly.
Wow.
So maybe a little tougher to get some of those to break.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Sounds like I can grill out this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, take advantage.
A lot of us just smiled at that. Yes, thank you for that, Paul. We appreciate you. You have a great day, sir.
All right, sounds good. You guys too.
Best in the business. Not only our friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center, but also helpful tips. Also helpful tips with Paul.
Yes.
That's going to be a new
segment.
How
to clean your windows and how far off you can put your yard work.
Be listening every day in the 8 o'clock hour for helpful tips from Paul. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be great. So we've got good stuff lined up for you today. Melissa and I are going to have some fun with you. Serious comedy to start your day. It's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. We got some deals to tell you about. Want to also get into the government wants you to stop putting stuff on your steering wheel. We're getting into that. I didn't even know that was the thing. So we're going to get into that one.
Okay. Yeah, I have questions.
Yeah, quite a few myself too. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with, of course, it's a Thursday. You know what that means? Our pet of the week from the Southfield County Humane Society.
Oh yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Always enjoy talking with our friends over there. We'll also have some entertainment news. The actors' strike has ended. We are going to dive into that. Got found out about this about an hour before it was official, before the paperwork was signed, and couldn't have come at a better time last night. So it was really actually a really positive moment, and we'll touch on that a little bit. Got that coming up for you, along with some sexiest man alive fun facts. And we have to deliver it like that.
Do we?
No, we don't. I'm already done with that. That's all coming up. And 15 jobs that are a lot less fun than most people expect them to be.
So what not to do with your career.
Right, yeah, that's coming up for you, along with some That Ain't Right stories, local good stories of the day. Of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to all of this and hanging out with you today, Mel. Let's dive into this one to start things off. How much do we stream? Well, we stream so much now, it's like a part-time job.
Okay.
If you quit watching TV tomorrow, you'll have time for a second job, at least one that's part-time. A survey found the average American streams 1,112 hours of shows and movies a year. That's over 21 hours a week.
Wow.
5,000 Americans were polled, 100 in every state, and here are from a few more quick stats on America's streaming habits. I do want to take a pause for a second here. So we do these things. This is a big part of our show, doing surveys and polls and that kind of thing. We have fun with them. We take them for what they are, I think, you, Seth, and I, Melissa, where we take these as data, but not like canon. It's not like this is the be-all that ends all and that kind of thing.
Well, it's a small slice, too. What would you say, 100 in every state?
Right. I think that most of us understand that there aren't as many landlines as there used to be, and most polling is done over landlines nowadays. Still, to this day, I should say. Otherwise, there is a lot of in-person survey taking that takes place, which a lot of people are not always honest about. And there's a lot of other gray area to this. I bring this up because we are in a political season, and you are going to be seeing a lot of polls.
A lot of polls.
You can only take so much from those.
Right.
If they are telling you what you want to hear, then you're going to be happy. If they're telling you what you don't want to hear, you're not going to be happy. But you cannot take them as canon. You cannot.
No.
I might get in trouble for saying that, but I'm being honest. I'm just giving you facts, everybody.
Those are the facts. And especially you need to look at where the poll is coming from. Who's doing it? What's their agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Because those all can sway. Data is, it's useful, but you need to look at the whole, the bigger picture. Because if you cherry pick some of that data, you can make it say whatever you want.
People lose their minds over these things, and it's as if nobody remembers Truman wins. Dewey defeats Truman. The famous Dewey defeats Truman headline, the incorrect banner headline on the front page of my beautiful Chicago Daily Tribune, later the Chicago Tribune, but this is back in November 1948, of course. The polls said that Dewey would win. Everybody believed Dewey would win. When all the newspaper reporters are going to sleep that night, you know what? We're going to get our job done. We're going to go ahead and have the headline, Dewey defeats Truman. And they could not have been more wrong. And they actually, it hurt the Chicago Daily Tribune's reputation so much, they basically had to change it to Chicago Tribune. That's what polls will get
you. They had to change the name of their newspaper.
Basically. the state that streams the most is Wyoming.
It's pretty rugged country out there.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it surprises you at first, and then you're like, oh, no, that actually makes a lot of sense. 40% of people stream more than 50 hours of content a week. That's enough for a full-time job.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I can't work. I got to catch up on all this Netflix. I got to catch up on... I'm way behind.
I'm at least 5 seasons behind on Grey's Anatomy.
I haven't even gotten to Hulu. I haven't even gotten there yet. I got a lot to do. Minnesota is the top state for true crime shows. Indiana watches the most dramas. Nevada loves romantic comedies. And people in Idaho are most likely to stream the same movie over and over and over again.
which state?
Idaho.
Idaho.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Okay, two things I found funny with that. Crime in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I don't know how many crime stories I have been listening, because I listen to a lot of audiobooks. I don't stream as much, but so many of them are set in Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Yeah.
So many.
It's insane
and then
to me.
That the, what did you say, rom-coms
yeah,
is Nevada?
Yeah. Yes.
the capital of lonely hearts.
I mean, yeah. There is, I don't know if they still I know that they have the 24-hour, wedding chapels. I don't know if they have the Elvis ones anymore. I know they got in trouble for that after
they
a little while.
They got in trouble for that. They had to shut those down, I think.
You can't get married by the king anymore, huh?
No.
Uh-huh. Netflix and chill, 57% think streaming while hooking up is an acceptable first date. But once you're through the hookup stage, you better be into the same stuff. Having a different taste in movies is a deal breaker. 45% of people feel that.
Wow.
You have lost your minds. You have lost your minds and your hearts, people. Do you not know how hard it is to be single? If you find somebody and everything's clicking and the one thing you don't see eye to eye on is movies, man, I'm sorry. You might deserve to be alone. I'm sorry.
Well,
I said it.
There are some genres of movies that would be very difficult, like if you didn't like it. For instance, horror. I don't like horror.
Mm-hmm.
If my boyfriend, if that's all he wanted to watch, it would probably be a deal breaker for me. Granted, we don't watch that much together or even watch that much at all.
Right. When's the last movie you watched? And I don't mean that like literally. I just mean, I'm asking rhetorically to the everybody, you and the listeners.
Yeah.
How often do you really watch movies with your significant
other? Apparently a lot of people do it as so much it's a part-time job.
Right.
They're spending time with each other. They're doing this together.
It's very true.
But, there are like maybe your partner's really into anime.
Yeah.
If you can't stand it. I mean, there are some genres of what you take in on streaming that
very true. And there's certain genres that I think
are very niche.
Yeah, they stand out a little more than others. I hear you on this. I also think though, I mean, I feel like this is one of those ones that you can work through if you really have something. It feels more like a deal breaker if you're already on the ice, if you're already on the fence on this one.
If that's another thing to tip the scales.
Yeah. Holiday movies are big this time of year, but not only this time of year. Two-thirds occasionally watch them other times, 74% of women and 60% of men. The state where people are most likely to watch Christmas movies out of season is Alaska. 93% of Alaskans said they do that.
Wow.
We, for a long time, had a long-time listener over in Alaska reaching out to us. If you are still out there, sir, we'd love to hear from you. For one, it's been a while. but also, I want to know about this
one. Do you watch Christmas movies year-round?
I'm going to be honest. Outside of like some classics, I can't handle like a lot of these holiday movies. Whether it's any holiday, and I'll say that I don't get it. Like I get during the year, I get like Elf. I'll watch Elf. Coming up in the next month, probably movies like that. I don't know that I'll sit there and watch it glued to it, but I it'll be on. I mentioned before Nightmare Before Christmas and movies like that.
Yeah.
I like
well, there
seasonally
are ones that aren't necessarily like Christmas happens in the movie.
Yeah.
So they're considered a Christmas movie, but that's not like the plot of them.
Right.
So I think that there's some wiggle room there on whether or not you watch them. The one that I can watch year-round that is a Christmas-related movie, Santa Jaws.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Santa Jaws, yeah. If you haven't seen Santa Jaws, this holiday season is a great time.
you need to watch that one. You need some more B-movie in your life.
I do. I really, you are not kidding. I really, really do. I was actually all set to watch a Haunting in Venice this weekend. I'm dying to see that. The new Kenneth Branagh, Tina Fey, Michelle Yao is in it. Looks, it's on Hulu for free this week, so I want to get it while I can. Mm-hmm. I think I might have to change my plans. I might have to watch Santa Jaws. I might.
I don't know. I think that one's available to you anytime. Okay. So you might want to watch the one you can only get this weekend for free.
They might be back to back. They might be, you know, might want to watch
Nothing wrong with that.
We will take a break and we'll come back doing some celebrating with our friends at Misty's Menu. It is Melissa and James taking you through your show on the morning here at WFHR. Your show on the morning.
Hey, you know, whatever it takes. I heard that come out your mouth, and I thought you were just going to go with it. So I was too, but
I was. But we got to call me out on that one. That WFHR, locally grown radio.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine today with a high of 47. West winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. 27 tonight, chance of flurries. High of 39 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time to do some celebrating.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
With our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Misty's is back. They're back open, everybody.
Yay!
Get on over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, get on over there. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Yes, indeed. You can't go wrong with Brian's pies.
Yeah, get on over there, and your toughest decision of the day will be what flavor to get.
Which kind?
Oh, what kind? And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailuff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and Morse code, smoke signals, yelling at your radio. You can try those things, but it might be easier to just go ahead and give us a call, 715-424-2600.
Mm-hmm. And you can call in right now.
We'd love to hear from you. You can call up anytime during the show. I had had people doing this until like 8:30 or until Melissa's news. Call up whenever.
Sure. We'd love to hear from you.
Want to get those birthdays and anniversaries from you, so get them to us, everybody. Let's go ahead and dive right in. And Melissa, I need a one or a two from you.
Let's go with one today.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. We first up want to wish a very happy birthday to Allison Gethers.
Happy birthday, Allison.
Wishing you the best of days, Allison. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifiers celebrating their 55th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful. Bob and Janet Wayland.
Bob and Janet, congratulations and happy anniversary.
Yeah, wishing you guys a wonderful anniversary. It's a Thursday. Might as well be a Friday. It's Friday Eve. Celebrate all weekend long.
All weekend long. Start today. Take off work. Just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Anybody ask why, say James and Melissa said you could. You know, there you go right ahead. You go right ahead.
We give you permission.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. Not a huge list today. French Montana is 39. Rapper, big hit, Unforgettable. Let's see here. Chris Lane, country singer, 39 today. Fix and Take Back Home Girl. And then there is Cisco, who is 45 today.
Cisco.
The Thong Song, and you know, he was a part of Dule Hill and a couple of things in the 90s.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember the Thong Song from 99, Melissa. I think I do. Yeah, every time I forget it, things like this happen, and then it comes back up. That was just not a. I did not like that song. I was not a fan. Not a fan. Nick Lachey is 50, former boy band member of 98 Degrees.
Oh, I liked that. There was a couple of their songs that I really liked in high school.
Were they one of the later boy bands? Like they, because they weren't out right away, were they? They were kind of a little after the Backstreet and the NSYNC NSYNC guys.
They were the later '90s, yeah.
NSYNC, the cover NSYNC cover band that is like three guys. They're all in their 40s.
NSYNC.
NSYNC's back. No, that's Backstreet Boys. Never mind. I mix them all up. I don't know who's who with those things. I'm sorry. They're all the same to me. I said it there. All boy bands are the same to me. I'm sorry. Chris Jericho is 53 today. WWE superstar, lead singer of the metal band Fozzy. One of those great wrestlers that is incredibly good on the microphone and just as good in the ring. So many of these guys nowadays, it used to be when I was a kid watching wrestling, it seemed like it was one or the other. A guy was very good on the microphone and not so good at the wrestling part, or the opposite of that. Nowadays, almost all of these guys are really good at both.
Well, you almost got to be. You got to be multi-talented.
Yeah, the game has changed, and in order to get people to enjoy wrestling and still watch wrestling, you really do kind of need both. Chris Jericho, I think, is one of the best I've ever seen at it. Lou Ferrigno is 72. The Hulk himself is 72 today. The original Incredible
72.
Hulk.
72. Wow.
Yeah. Played himself on King of Queens a couple of times, too. And I Love You, Man. He's done some things like that. I admire Lou Ferrigno quite a bit. He has had some current health things, but growing up, I had a hearing issue, and it had a speech impediment. And a lot of people told him not to go into acting, not to even try. And while he got his real breakout role was The Incredible Hulk, where, of course, he didn't speak, he still got into acting. He still got a break and pushed through. I think he's a very good testament to that.
Yeah.
Alan Gratzer from REO Speedwagon is 75 today.
REO Speedwagon.
Take It on the Run, Keep on Loving You, In Your Letter, Can't Fight This Feeling.
I can't fight this feeling anymore.
A lot of hits from REO Speedwagon.
Turn on any classic radio station, you're going to hear them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, played a lot of that in my time. Yes, yes. And then some people no longer with us, like the great Charles Robinson, born on this day in 1945. He was Mac on Night Court, Mr. Munson on Mom. So great. And after, you know, just losing Richard Mole a little while ago, more and more of the cast of Night Court were just losing. Yeah, it's a shame. Tom Fogerty from Corinne's Clearwater Revival is born on this day in 1941, passed away in 1990. Again, as Melissa was just saying about classic rock hits, Bad Moon Rising, Down in the Corner, Up Around the Bend. I mean, so many great hits from CCR, and even a couple of great hits from Tom on his own with Center Field and some others. Great songwriter. Really good songwriter, Tom Fogerty.
Yeah.
Let's see here. And just one of the most amazing people ever to live, Carl Sagan, was born on this day. Astrophysicist extraordinaire. So many of us grew up loving Carl Sagan and so much of his work. And Carl Sagan was, before Bill Nye, before Neil deGrasse Tyson, was that guy that, for people like me, that have always looked up and marveled at space, but I have never had the brain power or bandwidth to really understand, like, what a black hole is or anything. Carl Sagan could explain it to where I could get it. There's so many great, great, great moments and quotes from Carl Sagan over the years.
Yeah, and he had the really great ability of explaining it, like you said, in a way that we could understand, but also, you know, how insignificant the Earth is in comparison to the universe, but how important humanity is to the Earth.
Yeah. You know, I think that we have you can get caught up in either end of things, get caught up in human beings being, you know, maybe more important than you might think we are or realize. And then on the same side of things, when you look at you take a step back, you try to wrap your brain around how big the universe is, which, again, we don't know.
No.
We don't know.
We can't. We don't know.
We're in one galaxy that is in a universe where there are literally unprecedented, unnumbered amount of galaxies. To me, that makes me feel unique and special. I get to be alive in a time and age where I can understand that, where I can see that, and understand that we are a part of a machine. And it takes all of us to make that machine run.
But we're also a blip.
Right, right. Which I think also maybe for some, I know to me at a young person, it actually took a little pressure off. actually made you, like, gave some perspective and kind of like, why I'm freaking out over what to wear, you know, to school today. What am I doing? What am I? This is so insignificant. I'm just going to wear this shirt. I'm just going to, you know,
because it doesn't matter.
There's so many quotes. I don't know which one I want to do, but I'll go with this one. Imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we can go nowhere.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. We are going to go ahead and wrap up the segment here, but one more time, happy birthday to Allison Gethers.
Happy birthday, Allison.
And a happy anniversary to our qualifiers. Happy 55th to Bob and Janet Wayland.
Bob and Janet. Hopefully you don't have to work today.
Yeah. Here's hoping. Here's hoping you guys can take the day off.
And after 55 years of marriage, they probably shouldn't be working.
No, probably not.
Not because of the marriage, but hopefully you're retired.
Right.
We hope and enjoying life.
And enjoying your day, you two. Enjoy. And everybody else out there celebrating a birthday anniversary, we hope you enjoy and celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. They're back open. Mm-hmm.
Get some free pie.
Yeah, get on over there and get that pie. 6 days a week, 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us. Coming up, state and local news here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the nurses' union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 46-year-old man from Toma sentenced to 15 months in federal prison for wire fraud. Jonathan Walker owned and operated Walker Investment Properties in Toma. The contracting business did heating and air conditioning services. Walker claimed he was a service-disabled veteran and used that to obtain two Department of Defense contracts to do work at Fort McCoy. He never served in the military. Walker's business received over $480,000 from these contracts, worth a total of almost $2 million. The 15-month prison term will be followed by 1 year of supervised release. Walker was ordered to pay restitution of $72,000 and a fine of $10,000. He's ordered to report to prison in early January. Veterans can eat for free at Grace's Restaurant in Wisconsin Rapids this Saturday. Grace's is offering a free breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. to all veterans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable until
guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection. Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine today with a high of 47. West winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. 27 tonight, chance of flurries. High of 39 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
It's perfect. And you even have to let it play.
I do.
All right.
Little NSYNC playing us in.
NSYNC.
Well, they all sound alike to me. I'm sorry. I said it. We got some. That is too perfect, by the way. That's just too hilarious coming out of what we're
They just said the name of their band.
Just did it. And can't help but that is. There are no coincidences in life. It just things happen. Things happen the way they're supposed to. It is for those who don't know. It's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
Fried chicken sandwich.
A recent poll found it's not really that special for 6% of us, though. That's how many people claim they eat one every day. 6% eat at least one a day.
Wow. Fried chicken sandwich every day.
They're really going to love this because a bunch of places have deals today, mostly for rewards members through their app, so keep that in mind. Popeyes, a free chicken sandwich if you order a combo meal. Burger King, a free Royal Crispies chicken sandwich if you spend $5.
Royal Crispies. Okay.
Might try that one.
I'm a fan of their traditional chicken sandwich just because it's nostalgic for me.
Yeah. My mom's the same way, yeah. KFC, a free chicken sandwich if you spend $15 and order through the DoorDash and Uber Eats and all that, or 50% off chicken sandwiches if you use Grubhub. If you do decide to chow down, here's a pro tip. Make sure your chicken sandwich is actually cooked. Some woman is blowing up on TikTok after claiming she ordered a fried chicken sandwich at Checkers, ate half of it in her car in the dark, and then realized it was raw. Everyone online is telling her to sue. Last we heard, Checkers hadn't commented yet. If that hasn't turned, if that doesn't bother you, Checkers also has a free chicken sandwich deal today.
Just check to make sure it's cooked.
Yeah. I like Checkers. I'd go. Mm-hmm. That does not keep me.
They have
from
very
going
tasty
there.
Fries.
These kind of stories, like they do more harm than good. I feel.
Well, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I mean, are you going to have a bad cooked meal sometime? Yeah. Is it possible it's one you did yourself? Also, yeah.
I will say this, 715-424-2600. If you have never made a mistake at your job or never cooked anything wrong, you can call up and let me know. Please, I would love to meet you. I would really love to meet you. We'll have you on Midday Magazine. I want to talk about this. And
then I'll hire
you
as my personal chef.
Yes, absolutely. otherwise, yeah, I mean, these things happen.
They do. You don't want them to happen at a fast food place, obviously.
And I'm not saying it's not frustrating or you shouldn't say something. You absolutely should say something, and you absolutely deserve to be a bit frustrated, but have some, have some perspective on this, too.
But the internet outrage that's going to happen because of things like that is just, it bothers me sometimes. People can be so...
Well, here's the catch. We can help on this. Every single person listening, every single person in the universe can help with this. Don't give it attention. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of this too. We keep talking about these things or these people that will not leave the public eye, even though they probably should have by now. Why do they not? Because we keep talking about them, whether it is somebody on TikTok that, you know, turns 100 views into a billion, or it is a candidate, or it is somebody like that really does not deserve 90% of the press that they get. We just keep giving it to them because it's easy, because it's low-hanging fruit, and it's easier for people like us to do our jobs if we just keep, well, this is easy, we'll just talk about this. And that's the 24/7 news cycle. That's a lot of things. There is coverage, and then there is laziness. And we have got a lot of laziness in our news these days. A lot of it. There's barely any reporting anymore. Half of the stuff we get, the AP puts something, and 90% of the news outlets out there are just reading what they got. Like, that's not reporting. That's just reading. You don't get to call yourself a journalist or a reporter if all you're doing is reading. Like, we've got to kind of call ourselves on some of this stuff. I'm not saying you and I, Melissa, and I'm also not discluding us. I'm saying everybody needs to take some accountability when it comes to these things and the attention we give them. There is a small percentage that barks louder than anybody else, and they're getting way too much attention.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Actually, I don't want to break yet. Let's go ahead and get into this one. I want to dive into this one right now. Pizza Hut. Let's talk Pizza Hut.
Okay.
And you and I were actually talking a little bit sort of about this the other day, Melissa, about some of our nonprofits and some other organizations that do these benefits and promotional things for different meats. You know, venison is one of those. We've had, buffalo and ostrich meats, things
or
like
elk.
That. Elk, yes, different things. And then there's what Pizza Hut's doing. Pizza has a new topping you can't get in the U.S., but don't worry, you're probably not going to want to. Pizza Huts in Hong Kong are now selling snake meat pizza. It's their take on the traditional snake stew that's popular in China during fall and winter.
Well, you know, I mean, snake tastes like chicken.
I honestly have not heard of this before, but I know growing up I had heard like rumors of this and everything in Chinatown and some places where I lived. Each 9-inch pizza comes with cheese, mushroom, dried ham, and a generous serving of snake meat that's cut up into strips. Stripes would be weird.
Stripes.
It'd be weird. Instead of tomato sauce, it has an abalone sauce, some kind of that. A-B-A-L-O-N-E is how it's spelled. It's a little different. Someone who tried it said the snake meat kind of tastes like chicken, as you just said, but drier, they said. I like that you nailed that, though, Melissa. Nicely done. If you want to try it, you'll need to book a flight to Hong Kong pronto. It's only on the menu through November 22nd.
Ooh, yeah, you better get on that.
I think we can pick on this, but let's not get too crazy, because here in our own country, we've got pickled pig feet, Rocky Mountain oysters, head cheese, turtle soup, spam. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff here, too.
Everybody eats weird things in different cultures. This, to them, is not weird. They eat snake meat in stew regularly in other parts of the world. So, yeah. This isn't all that weird. And if you look at the pizza itself, it looks good.
Oh, does it?
I mean, the cut up strips of fish. They look like fish, honestly. They look like little pieces of cod almost. Skinny ones.
I feel like I upset the memory of my Nana every time I do this, but I'm not a fan of white sauces, so I don't think I would try this. Although snake meat doesn't sound that crazy to me. That part I wouldn't mind. It's kind of weird. It just speaks to how weird I am, that I have a problem with the sauce. I'm the one person that has a problem with the sauce.
I don't care what other toppings are, but don't put white sauce on pizza, man. Just don't do it.
Yeah, a weird type of meat I've never had before? Yeah. White sauce? Oh, dear God, no. if you think that that's a tough topping, this could be a tougher one. It could give you heartburn just hearing this story. There's a new record for the world's hottest pepper.
Ooh.
A small yellow and green pepper called Pepper X.
Pepper X.
It doesn't even look like a traditional pepper. It's kind of more of a round kind of thing. If you're into this stuff, you may have heard of it before. On the show Hot Ones, it's the pepper in their last dab hot sauce. It's been the unofficial record holder for years, but Guinness finally just weighed in.
Oh.
Tests showed an average of 2.69 million Scoville units. The old record was Carolina Reapers at 1.6 million. To put that in perspective, an average jalapeno is only 3,000 to 8,000 on the Scottville scale or scorching scale. I don't know.
The hotness scale.
Yeah. The guy who created them also made Carolina pepper Reapers, so he broke his own record. He says it took over a decade of crossbreeding. His name is Ed Curry, which is hilarious. His last name is Curry. He owns a business in South Carolina called Puckett Butt Pepper Company. Oh, I'm sorry, Pucker Butt Pepper Company. I got to get that right.
Pucker Butt Pepper Company. That's pretty good.
It's a great name. Yeah, it's a great name. If you're a fan of spice and think you can handle a Pepper X pepper, you're out of luck. For now, you can't buy them whole peppers yet or the seeds. They will be around by the end of the year, he says. To protect his profits, Ed doesn't want anyone else growing them, so it's not because they're too dangerous, although that's probably partially true.
It could be. I mean, we hear of people dying after, ingesting super hot things.
Even a pepper-eating specialist had a rough time when he tried one the other day. Besides Ed, he was the first person to ever eat a whole pepper. For now, you can only buy Pepper X hot sauce. There are a bunch of flavors, but one called the Last Dab Experience is supposed to be the hottest of them all.
Last Dab.
I understand that I don't get this, that this is out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I'm not tempted to try super hot things. No thanks.
Yeah, I did some of this when I was young, and I just kind of burnt myself out of it, and I just realized what I said there. I'm the worst.
Okay, but, they talk about these hot things, and I like the description of this one. Pepper X has citrusy, fruity high notes with earthy and verdant low notes. Is it a wine? What are we describing here?
It's going to burn your mouth. Say goodbye.
And then you won't taste anything.
Yes,
so
yes, say goodbye to your taste
for
buds.
For hours.
Say goodbye to the first two layers of your mouth, the roof of your mouth. It's gone. That's what it'll do. That's what Pepper X, that's what you get. And apparently that's what a lot of people want. So, more power to you, I guess.
Yeah, if you're into hot stuff, yeah, go for it. No, thank you. I'll pass. The curry I made this weekend, or Monday, whenever, Tuesday, whenever I made it, Tuesday, it turned out hot.
Oh, yeah.
But not in a hot that I can't handle way, which is interesting to me. Because I can eat a whole bowl of it, and it doesn't, it gets hot to a certain point, and then it doesn't keep getting hotter.
The people that I know that like these kind of things usually will speak to how it actually opens up a lot of flavor for them, that they say it does. I don't know if it would or not. I don't know the technical science part of that or anything, but they say that they can taste the rest of their meal more because it's opened up so much flavor. I've never had that experience with hot things. Hot things tend to be, if I eat something hot, that's all I'm going to taste the rest of the meal.
Yeah, if I put sriracha on something, if I get too much of it, then it's hot, and that's what I taste.
Yeah.
But for some reason with this curry, I would say I'm experiencing what your friends are talking about, where I can still taste everything in there.
That's pretty
while cool. Also having a hot mouth.
right. See, now that part of it does actually seem kind of interesting, intriguing to me, because
and it makes my nose run.
Yeah, that part sucks. That part that's no fun. That's no fun. Taking a break. We're gonna run. We're gonna take a break real quick, and we'll be right back with those terrible more morning show here at W. Oh, actually, we got a call coming in. Let's take the call.
Hey, let's take a call.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, when it comes to hot stuff, it's tolerable when you get to a certain point. The key to it, though, is to try to keep it off your lips.
Oh,
especially like if you're trying to, if you get those really hot, spicy buffalo wings, like from Buffalo Wild Wings or from some other places, if you could try to keep the sauce and stuff off your lips, that's where the burn comes in sometimes.
Gotcha.
How do you keep the sauce off your lips when you're eating wings, though?
Ooh.
Use a fork.
Nice. Oh, there you go.
or be the you know, granted, you're kind of being pansy way by using a fork, or you go boneless wide too, but
The boneless ones aren't as good though, man.
Okay.
And, you know, you sit there and watch some of those, you know, stuff on the Food Network, like Adam Richman used to do with Man.
Yeah, I remember those.
And he always did those, you know. I've been in that situation where you had that hot stuff, and all of a sudden you get the hiccups. And you can't get rid of them.
Oh, that's man. The worst. Oh, man. Yeah. That sounds rough. Well, we are really helping people out today. We've got all kinds. We had tips with Paul earlier. Now we got these tips. Oh, way to go. Nicely done. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That's awesome. 424-2600. Keep calling up, everybody. We love it. Best listeners in radio. We'll take a quick break, come back with some more fun. Why are people putting rhinestones on their hand steering wheels? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Rhinestones?
On the morning show, coming up at WFHR.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15 through December 7th.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger, joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio WFHR.
47 this afternoon, under sunny skies, winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. 27 tonight, chance of flurries, high of 39 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everyone.
That's right.
Looking forward to the 9 o'clock hour. We'll kick it off with our great friend, Executive Director of the Southwick County Humane Society, Madison Rafter, will be joining us with our Pet of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
After that, we'll get a little bit into the entertainment news. We've got the actor's strike to talk about, a couple of other things. We got a really special guest joining us on WIRI tomorrow. Want to talk about that.
Ooh, yes, yes.
Local good stories of the day we'll be getting to as well, including one that's going on here to next week, less than a week from now, the WFHR WIRI Radiothon with United Way. That's all coming up. So we'll be talking about all that stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. But for now, why are you putting things on your steering wheel? What is going on? There was a time when all the cool cars had fuzzy dice or hanging from the rearview mirror, or you had there was a phase there with the fuzzy kind of steering wheel covers, you know, that kind of thing. And then there's this. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants drivers to stop putting rhinestones on their steering wheel.
Rhinestones. That's... Why would you put rhinestones on your steering wheel?
I've never heard of this. I've never seen it. This is new to me.
I remember the little knobs. Do you remember those trucks when you have a knob up there to help you turn?
My papa
That's not
had,
really safe either.
Yeah. I remember those. Yeah. There's apparently a growing trend of people putting decorative emblem decals over the vehicle's logo in the center of the steering wheel. Officials say the kitschy bling like this might seem pretty and fun, but it's dangerous and even deadly. If the airbags deploy, those decorations could become shrapnel.
Yeah, they get launched directly at you.
Like projectiles, man. What are you doing?
They say at least one driver lost an eye when an emblem with rhinestones got dislodged in a crash and hit the driver in the face.
Ooh. Owie, owie, owie.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons not to do this. That has got to be the major one, and hopefully the one that keeps people from doing this. It just ain't, you know. Look, not everything needs to be pretty. Not everything needs to be have your decorations and stickers on it and everything. Love of God, no, just leave them.
I mean, a sticker would be better than a rhinestone.
Yeah.
Or well, rhinestones.
To be fair, though, they're saying even that kind of thing, it can keep the airbag from deploying properly or anything. It's an airbag. It's there to save your life. Help it. Help it out. It's no different than wearing a seatbelt and everything. Like, what are we doing? I'm sorry to do this, and I don't mean to, you know, offend or hurt anybody's feelings if I do, but I come back to George Carlin oftentimes, and this is one of those times where I wonder if we have too many laws keeping too many people around. Do we need to thin the herd a little bit here? I'm just kidding. I'm joking. But still. I'm kidding. But I mean, come on, man. I mean, the government's job is not to, you know, hold your hand and like tell you things. Like, you should be able to figure this out as a normal human being. Like, hey, if I put things over my airbag, they could projectile and hit me in the face and possibly hurt me or kill me, doing the exact opposite of what the bag is supposed to do.
Yes, it's there for your safety. It deploys in less than 1/20th of a second. That's the blink of an eye.
Carlin,
it's really, really fast.
Carlin's example of this was as far as like helmet laws, if you want to at 2 o'clock in the morning on a rainy night drive your motorcycle without a helmet around crazy and not, you know, not taking care of yourself, that's kind of on you.
You made a choice.
I mean, you know, that's kind of you that made that choice. Now, of course, obviously we have to have laws because you could hurt somebody else because you're being a knucklehead. But still, like, I mean, if people are going to do this, they're going to do it. I don't want them to. I hope they don't. But I'm a little, there's only so much bandwidth any of us have. And yes. I don't know.
But it's important to remind, especially young drivers, you know, that maybe aren't thinking about the fact that that is a thing that can happen. Because the last thing you want to imagine happening is a car accident. Of course, you don't want to be thinking about that. But reminding people that, hey, remember, if you get into an accident, that steering wheel is going to fly apart and the airbag's going to come out at you. Don't put something over the middle.
If you are 30 and above and you are doing this, I have no empathy for you. None.
That's where James's sympathy stops.
I was diagnosed with hyper-empathy, so that's saying something. but I agree with you about the younger driver thing and about getting this information out there. I wouldn't expect this to be common knowledge. I get that part of it. We'll see. Hopefully this brings that kind of to an end there, that kind of whatever that trend is. Do you remember yardsticks? Anybody remember yardsticks?
Oh, well, yes, because I used to use them all the time.
Same
when
here.
I was weaving.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Oh, I could see that now. I get that now, Melissa.
I probably have about 100 of them, James.
Mm. Okay, that I didn't know. but we touched on this when it happened. Melissa has done this for a long time, and she actually showed me a little bit how to do it. I actually got to weave one thing. Like, one. what would you call that? One turn,
well,
Melissa?
Well, you did one pattern repeat.
Yeah.
On the warp. So you probably did, I don't know, 4 to 10 shuttle passes.
And I've been bragging about it ever since. And I've that's a pretty cool use of them. Well, it may be a term that not many kids hear anymore. Whatever happened to yardsticks, and do you still have one? Melissa and I do. How about you out there? If you're under 30, a yardstick is like a ruler, but 3 times longer, and everyone used to have them. Much like cardboard tables, a copy of Monopoly, and Peter Frampton's Comes to Life, every suburban family had these. Someone brought this up online. They just showed up. Like, you bought a house and they were there. Like, you didn't even know. Like, where did this card table come from? And it's like, nobody. Someone brought this up online. They said that they had 3 yardsticks in their house growing up, and now they have 0. The fun part is no one could remember why we ever had them. This is what I'm talking about. Nobody knows who bought one. They just have them. The person who brought it up wanted to know if there's any reason to have a yardstick in 2023. Someone did finally point out the obvious answer. It's what yardsticks were always used for, snagging stuff that slid under the fridge or
behind the dryer,
under the couch. Is a big one too. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of uses for yardsticks still.
I mean, they also measure things, but you know, why would we use it for what was it intended to do?
That old chestnut of what they were actually meant to be used for. I actually saw my dad using one. I want to say maybe a week or no, it was probably longer than that ago. Like a month or so ago, he was using one, but he was so frustrated. And to be fair, he was using it because he couldn't find his measuring tape. So
retractable measuring tapes have probably taken over what a yardstick used to do, but they do still have their uses. I like having them around.
And I feel like, and nothing against the reporters of this article, I feel like they did a nice job, and all the people on Reddit that chimed in on this did some really nice feedback on it. Good work by, Reddit does a lot of nice work, I think. But I gotta say, they missed the biggest reason to have a yardstick. Pirate fighting and sword fighting and all of that. As somebody who, I don't want to brag, but I got really good at swashbuckling as a little kid and being a pirate. I was very good at it. I watched a lot of pirate movies and Errol Flynn with my pop and everything. And so
you must have had those heavier duty yardsticks then.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I even had I would wear like pants so that I could have the belt loop just so I could throw the yardstick through there.
Did you add masking tape to the end for a handle?
No, I didn't. But my Nana thought of that. Excuse me. There's that reason too. We're going to come. Oh, do you have something, Liz?
Well, I was just going to say the other thing that we always used to make swords out of that you don't have around as much anymore.